Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Siobhan Madigan, thank you very much indeed for that. Now, voters go to the polls 2 weeks today in the local elections with over 2,000 candidates scrapping for seats on 31 different local authorities. And ahead of D-Day, our reporters are travelling the country asking you what the issues are in your city or council area. And in Cavan for us this evening is Barry Lenehan. Barry, what have you got for us?
Yes, good evening, Cormac, from the centre of Cavan town. I'm talking to you from the statue of the gallant John Joe O'Reilly, the famous Cavan All-Ireland winning captain of 1947 and 1948, the former, of course, happening in the Polo Grounds in New York in that famous match. And the statue has John Joe O'Reilly holding Sam Maguire. It's a winning pose that candidates across Cavan will be hoping to replicate in just over 2 weeks' time. 36 candidates in the Breffni County battling for 18 seats in Cavan County Council from Ballyborough and Coote Hill, where there has been protests with regards to housing of asylum seekers, to Bally James Duff and on to Belturbet and here in Cavan town. And in spite of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael largely having a duopoly in Cavan, holding 15 of the 18 seats in the council at present, issues around housing and immigration were sharp in focus amongst voters I spoke to a little earlier here in Cavan town.
Medical profession needs to be looked after badly. Doctors and nurses and carers, they're not being looked after enough. It's a disgrace the hours they're working. It's a disgrace. No wonder they're going abroad to work shorter hours and better money. No wonder. Did you ever hear the saying, if you work for a monkey, you only be paid peanuts? And at the moment, that's all that's in the dial up in Dublin is monkeys.
And what of this local election and Cavan County Council? Are you hearing anything perhaps new this campaign?
Well, the only thing that I heard them is coming to the door, knocking on the door, one or two of them. And any of the leaflets, I rip up and throw them in the bin. And I hope they're listening to this to hear it.
Born and bred in this town, I feel like a stranger now in my own town. But the influx of is ridiculous. Our own locals that are born and bred here can't get an apartment. The rent has gone through the roof, as we all would know, you know.
So housing really is a big one for
you. Oh, it's massive. It's massive. In every locality, as you would know, all over Ireland. Towns, villages, little areas, etc. And up firing people in left, right and centre, we know nothing about them.
This is the issue of migration. You're concerned about that.
Absolutely.
What would be your solution? Because I suppose Ireland has obligations to take people in.
It's like everything else. You can only put so many in a sitting room or a bedroom, etc. You have to draw a line somewhere along the line. I have no issues with them, but it comes to the stage where enough is enough. That's my opinion. And as I said, I'm not racist in any shape nor form. But you must draw a line.
They're all the same thing, like, there's not much difference, really. Like, they'll say they'll do this and they'll not do that.
Be the housing, definitely. It would be the housing scene. It's, what is there, 13,000 people or so, like, are homeless in the country. And we're supposed to be one of the wealthiest in the EU or whatever, like. It's pretty demanding at the moment, isn't it, like?
What about around here?
Yeah, Cavan town is, you know what I mean, it's multi-populated now and stuff, they're multicultural and stuff, and you know, like everyone needs a home at the end of the day.
Would it have a major impact on your vote from June 7th, the housing situation?
Oh yes it would.
The main concern is accountability of public money is being spent. It's not confetti at a wedding money, but it's been treated as that.
Housing for local people, you know, is a big issue in the town. I feel there's not enough housing. We're bringing in people from different countries and we're not looking after our own people, I feel.
The Department of Housing says it's making strides in the Cavan area.
No, absolutely not. No. There's loads of people that are looking for housing and they can't get housing. They can't even get rental accommodation. There's nothing. You know, so I think it's an absolute disgrace. The lack of housing for our own people, like, definitely getting worse.
I think what's quite incredible in this election is the lack of urgency on housing, and it's absolutely appalling. For example, if I took my car off the road, I'd have to have a tax declaration. Now, if I leave my house dormant for 5-10 years, what the hell, it increases in value, and bingo. You know, if people had to make a declaration on an office or a building that was dormant, firstly, you'd probably get enough revenue in to solve the housing problem, and B, you'd create a surplus of housing. I think there's more urgency about Christmas coming than about housing.
housing coming up time and time again there in Cavan Town. Barry Lenehan is still with me. What's the situation across the country, Barry? The county there, Barry?
Yeah. And the local newspaper, the Anglo-Celt, has been carrying out questionnaires of candidates this week and last. Last week, the candidates they spoke to raised housing as the number one issue on the doorsteps. One candidate saying people were crying at the doorsteps over the situation. This week, the paper asked candidates what their solutions were for the housing crisis. Some saying more social housing, other better planning rules. But officially, around approximately 28 people registered as homeless in Cavan, including 11 children. The number may seem small, but it is a sharp rise in the northeast region on 2 years ago. Indeed, the numbers of homeless in the northeast at a record high. Around 500 on the social housing list throughout 2023. While Northern Sound, the local radio station here, reporting this afternoon how there are currently around 800 empty houses in Cavan which could be used. Now, earlier before coming here, I stopped in Virginia, which is becoming more and more of a commuter town given its proximity to Dublin. There are plans for approximately 300 to 400 houses, new build houses there. However, a water waste treatment plant that has to be upgraded before this development can proceed. Now, it is expected that this, those works will happen shortly, but the homes essentially won't come on stream, therefore, until 2026. That's according to Padraig O'Dwyer. He's the director of Douglas Newman Good in Virginia, and he says that the lack of those homes coming on stream has essentially created a situation worse than ever before in the Virginia area.
We're probably about 50 minutes to an hour from Blanchardstown. It's very, very attractive for people coming down this direction. Demand has been, is very high and has been very high for the last number of years. But again, we don't have enough houses there for the level of demand. We're seeing a lot of bidding wars going on. Demand for the second-hand market is quite strong. But essentially, people would like to avail of the government schemes that are out there, you know, to get on the property ladder. But if we're not getting the houses built, then they're no good to anyone. A lot of these schemes are not available to second-hand homes that were built 15 to 20 years ago.
In terms of those bidding wars, what are you seeing?
We are getting buyers who are so keen to buy that they are nearly coming in with an opening offer of maybe 20,000 to 30,000 greater than the asking price, with the idea that they may, you know, get themselves in a stronger position than somebody else. They feel that inevitably it's going to get to that level, and they might as well get to that level first and maybe scare other buyers off. It's going to continue on while the situation remains.
You've seen some properties go for up to €100,000 above the asking price.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, €100,000 and more, depending really on the type of property and the area that it's in. But yeah, that wouldn't be an uncommon occurrence at the moment.
What about the rental market around Virginia?
Unfortunately, the rental market is probably even worse than the sales market. Demand is even higher when it comes to the rental market. When people offer a property to rent, everybody has a different method to try and cope with the demand that's there. With ourselves, we try to give everybody a chance to view the property. So we would, dedicate a day or maybe 2 days of viewings and let everyone have a chance to view, because I suppose if you don't get the chance to view, you're not going to have a chance of getting the property. But we will be seeing definitely maybe over 30 to 40 parties coming to view a property, any one property, and that goes for an apartment, a semi-detached, a detached house. And, you know, we are coming across very sad circumstances. You know, you've got people living in cars, you've got people who've only maybe a week or two left of their notice to terminate from their previous accommodation. And it's, you know, there is a lot of desperation out there, unfortunately. The supply isn't growing here. It's actually probably getting worse. A lot of landlords leaving the market.
Estate agent in Virginia, Padraig O'Dwyer there. And I asked people on the main street of Virginia earlier what issues mattered to them ahead of the local elections.
We need to support immigrants and refugees, but it needs to be managed properly. There's no plan, there's no thought, there's no logic to it. It's let the crisis happen and deal with it afterwards. It should have been planned ahead. Just put a pause on everything coming in, get it under control, and I come up with a proper plan of how to manage it and how to go forward. Every building has sort of been taken over for refugees. It's killing local tourism, it's killing local towns. Like, pubs are closing, hotels are closing, and it's shambolic that the government are making people millionaires while killing different towns and different areas. Nobody should be a multi-millionaire on the back of refugees.
Would it influence your vote?
Oh, absolutely. you can't stand for more of the same. You have to give somebody else a chance.
My main concern would be the Greenway. I'd like to see it progressing. I would also say that the pedestrian crossing in Butler's Bridge would be a matter of some concern to me as well. I think it's a bit dangerous because of its location. We'd love to see the Virginia bypass being completed. One of the things I do miss in Cavan is a good rail service.
The one issue I'd have would be the rules of the road following e-scooters and bicycles, that they all follow the same guidelines. They should all follow the rules of the road and go the same way as the traffic is going. But there's not enough police to police the issues.
Probably the most important thing in my thinking is immigration at the minute, actually. I run a small business myself. Staffing is another issue, getting staff, getting people to work. Basically that, but immigration would be number one on my list anyway, yeah. The whole process is very slow. Social welfare is probably not working as quickly as it should to get people out working. The refugees aren't getting a chance to integrate or get out into the employment and to support the local economy and businesses and all that.
There you have it. People in Virginia and County Cavan talking to our reporter, Barry Lenehan, and more from our reporters on the local election trail across Ireland next week.